how to find in the morning papers, it's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, the 6th of November, 2007. And November 5th will be the day to remember. I'm in agreement with you, Mr. Chapman, about having Ron Paul. I don't know if the man really knows what he's getting into. And it
sure does. I think he does, John. I think he knows full well. He's been in Washington. He knows what he's up against. He knows that they may decide to liquidate him. And believe me, when you want to kill somebody, it's easy. You may not get away with it, but that's not the point. I mean, if you want to get rid of somebody, it's not hard. It's a very doable thing, let me tell you.
Well, that's been his fear. I mean, I had a personal conversation with him, he and his wife, both, and that's the fear that he expressed. But I had also told him at that time that, Ron, you know, you're in the political game. Your people are calling you. Are you going to be able to turn that down? These people that are in Washington right now, they want to be there. I don't think Ron really wants this presidency, but he's going to answer the clarion call. There are a lot of people. He's resonating with so many different classes of people in this country. It's astounding. With the young people, they haven't been this excited since the 60s. If they could remember the 60s, because they were too busy doing dope and all that other stuff. But the college kids, when you mention freedom, it is getting their attention. Even though they're not told as to the how and why we had, and I emphasize had, freedom in this country. But that is resonating with them. And a government that is passing laws, my God, Bob, what they're doing in this country right now, I don't know if there's anybody self-respecting that is in Washington, D.C., it is not calling for the ouster of this regime that is now so well entrenched that in a 24-hour period, ladies and gentlemen, and I joke not about this, this is not a laughing matter, that we could see a Musharraf move in this country by this president that openly discussed on the House floors the impeachment of Dick Cheney today for, yes, political purposes, that is true, but the mere fact that they're even talking about it. But I hold this Congress responsible. It is not the president, Bob, that is king. This is not King George II we're dealing with. We're dealing with the president of a country, our country. But we are seeing Congress, again, sitting back and allowing, fostering this tyrant in the White House.
Well, he's backed by the Illuminati, as are most of the people in Congress. And that's who's doing all this. And if he wants to try to implement martial law in America, he has to expect that he's going to get killed.
Unless there's...
He'll die just like anybody else will, because the public will go after him. And don't tell me they won't. They will.
I want to see George. I don't want to see George Bush. I don't want to see one hair on this man's head harmed. Because my thing, Bob, against capital punishment is that's the easy way out for people that don't respect life, if you take their life. I think that it is a much harsher sentence to lock a person in a box for the rest of their life for the treason and the murder.
Well, I agree with you. The problem is will we have that luxury?
All right, we got to take the break.
When people
Robbie,
get mad, they get mad, and they don't think.
We'll be joined by Robbie right after this break, and we'll roll your calls as well, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
By the way, one of the sponsors on the network, you just heard the commercial, folks, for SFR Corporation that's offering you improved performance in your cars by way of gas mileage. And they messed up. This is the new commercial that you're hearing today. So we ask that you jot down that number, 888-873-7371. The commercial they were running not only on this network, but everywhere in the country, they had the wrong toll-free number. They were wondering why they weren't getting any calls. Well, that problem has been fixed. So the number, and this is a free bottle of this, folks, and they will actually ship it to you free. And if you're not happy with it, within 30 days, the only thing they're asking you to do is pay shipping and handling. They'll even refund the shipping and handling if you don't like the product. So it is literally a nil-lose situation. They want your opinion on their product, and they're willing to do it by shipping you the product free. Here's the number. And if this stuff works, these guys are going to do rather well because gas will probably be at $4 by Christmas. 888-873-7371. Robbie Noel.
The Ridgeback.
Where is Robbie Noel?
Hello.
There he is.
Can you hear me? Hello.
I can hear you now.
There I am.
Robbie.
How are you doing?
Yesterday, I you were so nonplussed when I was talking to you about Jimmy Rogers and a statement he made on a financial show last Friday that you went, Oh, sure. Like it's...
Yeah, well, Like you said that many times before. I mean, you know, Jimmy Rogers has been very outspoken about where he thinks the U.S. economy is going, based on a number of factors. As a matter of fact, he's even said that America has lost its moral authority, and I couldn't agree with him more. I mean, that is, you know. All aside, all the money scandals that are going on, which are much bigger than any of us can comprehend, this is into the trillions of dollars. I mean, even Bill Grossman came out this morning and he says, I think it's $1 trillion. It could be more. They don't know. They have no idea. Because not only do you have the subprime debacle going on, but waiting in the wings is a credit card debacle, which they say could be even bigger than the subprime debacle. So when you have all these things lined up, and you have, as Jimmy Rogers points out, a lack of moral authority or abdication of America's moral authority, well, if people lose faith in your country, they also lose faith in your currency. And right now what you're witnessing is a rush for the exits. I mean, the dollar index, I mean, it's in uncharted territory. It's never been this low. It's at 75.97. I mean, just think, it was like a couple of days ago, it was over 80, and somebody on this very show made a prediction about $735 gold. Man, does that seem like only yesterday?
Well, you know, 6 months ago, I said that the bill is going to come to over $3 trillion when all is said and done. And that includes the subprime ALT-A, the ABS, and that does not include the almost $500 trillion worth of derivatives. And wait till that goes down.
Whoa, did you just say 500?
The dollar may be getting whacked here, but the whole world's going to get whacked.
Bob, did you just say $500 trillion in derivatives?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. It's
just incredible numbers. I mean, I can remember writing in 1993 when the figure was $10 trillion, and I had a subscriber who was a stockbroker send me an email and say, that can't be right. Well, it was, and he's still a subscriber, incidentally.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Bob, but judging by what I've been reading the last few days, people shouldn't be shocked or amazed if a major financial house goes bye-bye, and the one leading the charge is Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, well, I explained earlier on in the program that I expect that the Fed will come in and rescue all the banks, and ultimately I think you're going to have a nationalization of the banks. The investment banking houses and most of the major brokerage firms will be saved as well. And the money that is used and credited is used to do that will add to the inflation, which will add to the price of gold and silver. Today, in the outside market, which was the December contract, we had silver up 84 cents. And that's going to get to be a normal day.
Well, it isn't,
because you ain't seen nothing yet. We had the outside market up about 1880 at one time here in the last couple of hours on gold, which was substantially above the New York close of 820.70 or whatever it was.
822.
And what's going to happen here is we're going to gain momentum, and the last attack by the Illuminati will be at 1,000. And after that, they'll have to abandon it. And that'll be the last big fight. And from there, we'll go to 2,000 plus gold in lickety split. And silver will go right along with it, probably over $100 an ounce. And the people who have gotten the international forecast are not only get out of the market at the top, but they also get out of real estate, and they also bought gold and silver-related assets. Over the last 6 years, they've made a fortune.
Robbie just talked to a gentleman, I believe, the other day, and he's selling a house worth over $250,000. And what he's going to do with all of the assets of the sale of that property, he's putting it all in gold.
Well, he should. And the reason why is it's a lead pipe cinch. Never has there ever been, in perhaps the last, since the beginning of stock markets, a lock like there is on this bull market in gold and silver. At this stage in particular, you're not going to lose any money. This thing's going straight up. And it's not going to look back, and the public's not in. And when they come in, you're looking at gold $3,000 to $6,000. Who knows? And you're looking at a bubble on the other end, too. And, you know, get ready for it.
Bob, a couple of weeks ago, I brought the question forth that with the oil companies on the profit-taking right now, the prices have not reflected at the pump for what you pay for a gallon of gas. It will. And you ain't going to like it, folks, when it happens. But today they're admitting on the financial shows they kept asking the question, as oil will definitely be at $100 a barrel, if not more. They wanted to know what was pressuring the commodities market, and especially oil. And somebody told the truth today. They said that these countries, they see the United States dollar and its value, and quite frankly, the oil should be priced even higher. They made that admission today.
And we said last week, when we discussed it, I said $110 to $120 a barrel would be fair for them, and then non-replaceable resource that they're selling.
They also admitted that inflation is on the rise, and as well as commodity prices across the board are going to start going out of sight. But again, they're sticking to their story, Bob. Inflation's running below 3% in this country.
Nobody's listening, John. Let me tell you something. On Sunday's Barron, well, Saturday's Barron's, Alan Abelson, who's the lead editorial writer, said that the government is fudging the figures, CPI, PPI, and employment.
The government.
Pardon me?
He's laughing, and he's trying to say the word government.
Yeah, well, the point here is that when you hear it in Barron's, you'll know that nobody on Wall Street believes any of it, even though they keep their mouth shut.
Well,
and
I
so
mean, that's what happened.
Going to keep on barking this crap, but no one's going to listen.
Robbie?
That's what happened last week when they came out with the GDP at 3.9%. There wasn't a single person who believed that number. And the next day, the Dow took out, almost 400 points. I mean, nobody believes those numbers because they know it's going to get revised down to probably 1.8%. It'll be the slowest economic growth for any year since they've been keeping records. That's most probably what it's going to be, because they always revise the numbers down. They're always overly optimistic. It's like new home sales. They take into consideration applications, even if the people obviously don't qualify and are rejected. They don't care. You know, they just need the number to make it look good, to massage, as we enter into the Christmas selling season.
Yeah.
Cheering, did you say?
Yeah, the sell-off season. It's going to be fascinating to watch the retail outlets this year. They're already starting their pre-Christmas sales, and we're not even close yet to Thanksgiving. But
we get to Thanksgiving, I will tell you, gas will be $3.50 a gallon nationwide. I mean, did you see unleaded gas today? It was up 42 cents. It's at $2.42. You haven't seen that represented at the gas pump yet. And just bear in mind that we broke $3 gasoline here in Arizona when unleaded gas futures were just over $2. So we've had a 40 cent jump in unleaded gas futures. That's putting gas, to me, the expensive stuff, pretty close to $4 in Arizona.
Well, we had a $2.44 close in the November month, up 6 cents today. And so you're absolutely right. So if you add that on, you're looking at your projection of unleaded regular at $3.50, and the upper more costly octanes close to $4.
All right. We'll take the break here. Come back on the other side. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. The lines are almost loaded, so we'll take your calls right after this.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The phone's here. Patrick in Idaho, you're up first. Robbie Noel is online, as well as Mr. Chapman.
Yes, thank you. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yes, sir.
I just had two quick questions. First one for Bob, and that is regarding an article that was just published in the London Telegraph about an hour ago regarding the bond insurers setting off a fresh wave of credit panic. Evidently, Fitch Ratings is threatening to downgrade the U.S. bond insurers, the municipal bond insurers, and I think that goes directly to what Bob was talking regarding the $500 trillion in derivatives exposure, specifically these. I think that the subprime mortgage and the credit card mess is a rounding error, and this could be the beginning crack with these credit default swaps that Bob was talking about. And towards that, for the listeners, does Bob think it would recommend taking the silver and gold stocks in certificate form?
First of all, the credit insurers are in serious trouble, and it's something we haven't discussed. And those are organizations that insure bonds. And the figures are in the latest forecaster. But, you know, let's just hypothetical. You get $10 billion worth of assets, and you're insuring $150 billion worth of bonds. And so those companies are in trouble. As far as the derivative situation, it's going to get progressively worse, and sooner or later it'll fall apart. Probably not right away. They'll do everything they can by creating more money and credit to stop that from happening. The question on taking delivery of securities, as far as securities are concerned, if you have a certificate and there's no market, what good is it? As far as the company going under, and incidentally, I owned my own brokerage firm for a number of years and was 28 years a stockbroker, and so I know lots about that. And if a company goes under, they just switch the account to another surviving company. And that's what will happen. I see absolutely no reason to take delivery of securities because they'll charge you $50 to $300 per certificate, and then you can't sell until you've redelivered the certificate and go through the rigmarole of what's needed in that and for them to verify, in fact, it's a bona fide certificate. And in your IRAs and in other retirement-type programs, you do that, and you have to pay the taxes. So it is not a good idea, and the person who is recommending this ought to have their head examined.
Okay. Related to that, as things escalate here, Robbie might have some input on this with regard to potential capital and credit controls, and from Robbie's experience, when the dollar collapses, do you foresee, or to historically, forget the dollar, just when a currency collapses historically, does it happen overnight or over time?
Well, it's usually over time because obviously you have to have the crisis develop. And I don't know how Bob feels about this, but this crisis could develop.
I agree with that.
You know, because they just had, believe it or not, and I can't believe how many times I've now seen it on CNN, replaying, obviously, the role play that they had in Washington, D.C. last week with Robert Rubin and the heads of various government agencies playing out a scenario of $100 plus oil, $5 gasoline, whether it would be imperative to limit driving to odd days, maybe no gasolines on Sundays, to instituting the draft in order to obviously make up for the lack of recruits in the military, almost to a point of going to, hate to say this, martial law. But that was their role play scenario. And it's amazing thing to see this on CNN because it was an obscure story last week. Nobody covered it. Now all of a sudden this week everybody's covering it.
Well, Robbie, the one thing about that scenario, why would they have to go to alternate days that you could drive? Because the price of the product at the pump is going to be prohibitive for people, and they're not going to be buying as much of it. So that would suggest a supply problem. And not necessarily a rationing because of the price of the product at the pump. They're going to have a lot of gas on hand.
Well, however they work it. In South Africa, when they instituted fuel rationing, you could only get gasoline from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. There was no gasoline sold on the weekends. And just to add a little impetus, if you were caught speeding,
You were shot to death.
Well, pretty much.
Pretty much.
But you got your speeding fine, but then they doubled it because you weren't conserving gasoline. But is it possible that the United States, and Bob can answer this, I mean, the dollar could deteriorate to such a level that it becomes obviously a concern of national security, where the United States may impose some sort of two-tier currency, in other words, a currency for Americans and a currency for everybody else. And it would have different, obviously, levels as well, just like they did in South Africa, because that's what they instituted there, a two-tier currency, an internal rand and an external rand.
Patrick, I thank you for your call. Wisconsin. Thank you. And call again. Wisconsin, New York, Texas, and Georgia. Hang on. We'll get to your calls as well. I've got a sneaking suspicion, Bob, that somebody jumped the gun on this deal, that they weren't quite ready and in place. And I'm talking about the North American Union here. This was supposed to be in place before all this banking snafu hit the marketplace.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
There's also, and I want to get your comments after we take these calls, Bob, on our ardent Zionist buddy that's apparently going to be cleared to become the new Attorney General for the United States, Michael Mukasey. So I want to get your thoughts on that before we leave the airwaves today. But let's go to Arlene in Wisconsin. Hello, Arlene. Go ahead. You're on the air. Arlene, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
There you are.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
I was talking to my parents, my family, about Ron Paul, and they never heard of him. And I was trying to help them understand that he's really the one that we need to have in our government to help, you know, make a good change. Anyway, they were totally against me. And they said, no, we cannot be voting for him because he's a little guy, and that will take all the votes away from, that will give votes to Hillary. And, they said, we've got to support the strongest conservative. So we have, you know, and so that's Rudy Giuliani. They figured that's who they have to support.
Well, and Arlene, this is what I've been saying on this program for many weeks now, is that the Republicans and the people that are going to put forth the candidate for the 2008 elections, they have to break that kind of thought process, because it's not a matter of who best to present on the Republican side to defeat the Democrat. It's who best fitted and suited to take the reins of this country over at this point in history. And I've made that observation, and evidently your parents are using the old political paradigm that, you know, it takes strength to beat strength, and they're looking in the wrong place. This is not strength. Mr. Giuliani is not strength.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know how to talk to him because they just did not listen at all, and they just thought they had it has to be a strong Republican.
Well,
you know, so they did not think, well, we sure can't. They never heard of Ron Paul.
Yeah. And all you have to do is tell them that, look, if you want a strong Republican, what do you want, another repeat of George Bush? And that's exactly what Rudy Giuliani is.
You know, a lot of people still like him, even in our church. I mean, my family, I just can't believe it. They just tell me I'm totally wrong.
Well, they're not going to believe it until he orders the troops to your parents' front door just to inspect and detect them, you know, to make sure that they're just good Americans. You're either with us or you're against us.
Right. Just,
Arlene, thanks. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Appreciate it. You were going to say, Robbie?
No, I mean, bottom line is, if you boil it all down, Ron Paul is the only person that can legitimately beat Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, he's the only one that could defeat her. Giuliani couldn't defeat Hillary in a presidential race. What? There's nothing that separates them. They both have the same ideology and the same philosophy. Israel first, you know, for pro-abortion, anti-gun control. I mean, it's how can you separate Hillary and Rudy? You can't.
Well, they both dress the same.
Yeah. And well, then Mitt Romney.
But Giuliani has better looking legs than Hillary, I got to admit.
I mean, how embarrassing is it for the leading Republican contender to get out fundraised by a nobody? See, now all of a sudden, CNN are now talking about interviewing Ron Paul, and this is a good thing. Hey, listen. God bless every single person that mailed in a dollar or $5 or $25 to the Ron Paul campaign. I made my contribution, and put it this way. I've been in a good mood all week. I'm energized by what happened to Ron Paul, and I'm even more happy seeing the price of gold and silver climbing as they do, as I fondle my $400 and $500 gold and my $5 silver and saying, you see, I was not crazy.
we have been vindicated, but, you know, Bob, that's a strange psychology, but it is true that a lot of people, And I've spoken to a lot of people over the last couple of weeks, is that we have been vindicated because we have been right. But are we happy about it? I'm not happy reporting the bad news to you folks out there, but it's what you need to know. And it's one of the few sources in this country that you're able to get the news. And unfettered, because we're not beholden to the Zionists. We're not beholden to the Illuminist. We're not beholden to corporations that have sold this country down the river, or anybody connected in that way, and it's been a tough way to go, and folks, I'm not telling any secrets here, but it is what has been necessary, and in future projections, I'm going to make another prediction here, Robbie.
Uh-oh.
By this time next year, if we are still around, Senate bill 1959 does not pass the Senate, and we're here next year, the listenership to this network will be quadrupled, because people are going to figure out that they have been lied to. And for 15 years, ladies and gentlemen, I've been trying to get through to you. I've been trying to tell you the truth. Well, truth is a funny thing. It's distasteful to, it's like the castor oil treatment. This is good for you, but it doesn't taste real good. But more and more people are going to be turning to the trusted news sources, And they're just now figuring out that they can't trust the mainstream media out there.
You know, if 1955 was actually law in this country, Keith Olbermann would be in jail today.
Absolutely he would. As well as you, as well as myself.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
As well as Bob Chapman.
No.
But after watching his little comment special last night, I haven't seen, and I know Keith, I mean, people send me these emails. I know Keith Olbermann's politics. I know where he lies on the political spectrum. I know he's left of center. But that doesn't take away from a very insightful comment last night, pinning the president down to basically what he's been doing ever since he's been in office, probably his whole life, and that's lying. And that's a problem we find ourselves in today. It's not only that we here can see the man has a problem with the truth, but he's exposed to the whole world. I mean, unfortunately... And that, and it's very unfortunate to say this, but you got to understand that foreigners see Americans as George Bush. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand
in other words,
perfectly.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like now we all look at Frenchmen as Mr. Sarkozy, and all Frenchmen are not Sarkozy. You know, they didn't all work for Mossad.
And I think that's the real reason why we haven't seen real terrorism inside this country, because, Robbie, I think in this particular case, au contraire, that the people in the Middle East, they know where the problem lies. We know that they listen to our broadcast. I mean, we can track and trace, and we can find out who in the world is listening to us, and they know. Do you think for one moment Mr. Ahmadinejad of Iran is not aware of the situation inside this country? He is aware of the political morass that this country finds itself in. And from what the speeches that I've heard him make, he is sympathetic to the American people that we're living under this dictator.
Yeah. Hey, look, the terrorists also know that there's 80 million armed Americans out there.
That's right.
Small deterrent.
Small. It's a very small deterrent, yeah. Mike in New York, you're up next. Hello, Mike.
Hi, good evening, John, Bob, Robbie.
Ah, we haven't heard from you since the
Liverpool.
Great soccer match.
Well,
yeah,
okay, well, first off,
hey, did you see
like
the Newcastle game last weekend?
What was that, Bob?
Game last weekend?
Did you hear him, Mike?
No, I didn't.
Repeat that, Bob.
Did you see the Newcastle game last weekend?
No, I didn't, Bob. I was in transit.
We thought
they lost 4-0 at home to Plymouth. The first time in 53 years I've lost.
I will mark that down on the record book.
We thought you were detained in England. We missed you last Tuesday.
Well, first off, I would like to make a request that we refrain from mentioning a recent sporting event.
Okay, then. It's that embarrassing to you, is it?
Well, there was gloom, doom, weeping and gnashing of teeth, but...
And there was a questionable call, which was unfortunate.
Yeah, well, yeah, but the Springboks more than deserved it. So, yeah, you know, I watched the game in the local rugby club bar. So, the imbibing more than handle the pain of losing.
Yes.
Hey, John.
What's on your mind today?
Yeah, John, on a side note, you mentioned the price of gas.
Yes.
If you think it's high in the States, try going to England.
What is it now?
It cost me about $98 for a tank of gas. Compact.
England is a little different. I mean, you can really survive without a car in England. In London.
Yeah, true. But it works out approximately to $8 a gallon.
And who would want to drive around London?
I agree with you. I agree there, Robbie, but there's the rest of the country as well. And, you know, it's how people can afford to drive is beyond me.
Well, and if price of gas in the UK right now is at $8 a gallon, and the price doubles, do you think there's going to be many people driving around Piccadilly Circus?
Only Only the hookers.
Yeah, only the hookers.
Yeah, right. But they are used to high prices of gasoline. I mean, Britons have never enjoyed $2 a gallon gasoline, as far as I can remember.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, change the subject slightly. GM just announced a write-off of $39 billion related to the GMAC entity.
The financing arm of General Motors?
That's correct.
$39 billion right now?
Which actually is owned by Cerberus, which is
isn't that we'll call it a
business Zionist front organization.
Isn't that Ditech?
Cerberus.
I thought that was Chrysler, Bob. Cerberus.
Pardon me?
Cerberus is Chrysler.
Yeah. I'm talking about GMAC.
Yeah, I think GMAC subprime came from Ditech, which I have to admit I haven't. Their commercials used to run on the hour, every hour, 24/7. I haven't seen a single Ditech.
You're right about that. It's just that the people who are the majority holders now in General Motors Acceptance Corporation. That's what I was citing.
Okay. Regarding the gold market, what a stellar day, and all congratulations to the folks at RBN and you, Bob, for calling this time and time again. As John says, it's not a particularly happy occasion, given the fact that the dollar is falling off the precipice. But facts are facts, and we need to deal with them, as you say. Regarding silver, it seems that it's now playing catch up with gold. Do you think that that's likely to continue, Bob or Robbie?
I do. I'm looking for $25 to $30 at $1,000 gold, and we could see it before the year's out or by the end of January. That possibility exists because the commercial shorts are buried, and they continue to short.
And they
have to cover someday.
You mentioned earlier, Bob, the outside market. Is that the futures market?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That would be the December contract in gold and silver, and I think it's November in copper.
Hence the copper
was up a nickel today.
Hence the discrepancy in price of like $2 or $3.
That's why you see the differences.
Okay.
And that's the vigorish or the arbitrage in between the prices.
Okay, gotcha. Now, at the risk of sounding like a broken record again, Bob's Rico of Agnico Gold a few months ago continues to power ahead, and it's now up almost half from when the first time that I heard Bob talk about it. So, that's been a home run, without a doubt.
We recommended Agnico at 4.
Oh, geez.
It's over standard.
Unbelievable.
At 85 cents. And today they closed at $58 and $45.70, respectively.
Hey, Bob, I've got a favor to ask.
Pardon me?
I have a favor to ask, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
The head of Merrill Lynch, after losing approximately like $11 billion, retired with a multi-million paycheck. I think it was approximately like $180 million. I was wondering if you could use your contacts on Wall Street to get me that job.
Well, you have to be one who is willing to accept participation in the Illuminati, which is a Satanist organization.
Oh, okay.
And if you're willing to accept that, I can make some calls.
What if I went to confession afterwards?
I don't think it'll wash.
No, I think you're premeditating a sin here, and I think you'd be doubly guilty.
Okay, Thomas, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call.
Cheers.
Robbie, we have a special today. We call it the Bob Chapman special. But what do you have for the listeners out there today?
Get it while you can.
I knew you were going to say that.
Bottom line, I only have 500 of these Swiss francs, fifth of an ounce, uncirculated, brilliant uncirculated. $173. If you do the math, it's a fifth of an ounce, so it takes five of them to make up an ounce. This means you are talking gold at $865 an ounce. And when you compare it to buying just a regular 1 ounce bullion coin, 1 ounce American Gold Eagle today will cost you $864.70. So for a mere 30 cents more, you get five brilliant uncirculated 5th ounce Swiss francs. And if you order 20 or more, you also get a year's subscription to the International Forecast,
which is going to be an invaluable source of information that you people are going to need in the future. And if you get it by email, you get two a week. That's a total of eight a month, the Forecaster. If you get the hard copy, you only get what, Bob? Two a month? Once every 2 weeks?
That's correct.
Okay.
Two a month.
All right, we'll take Ed in Georgia's call after this. By the way, somebody had called in and said Katie Couric, she knows she's on her way out, had Jeff Rainfield reporting positively on the CBS Evening News about Ron Paul tonight. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We are back. Let me squeeze in one more call before the end of this broadcast. Ed in Georgia, and then I want to get your take, Bob, on Mukasey. But go ahead in Georgia, Ed.
Hey, John, how are you?
Good, sir.
Good, good. I thoroughly enjoy your show, and especially Robbie and Bob.
It's great listening to all three of you guys.
Well, I appreciate that. What's on your mind today, Ed?
Well, first off, I was at the golf course today, and I happened to catch Bush on television.
Looked like a scared rabbit.
Did you see that, too? That's
yes.
what I'm calling about.
Yes.
I mean, I couldn't believe how pasty and pale he looked and how disjointed his speech was.
And those furtive little eye shots to people in the audience, like he was looking for somebody to pull out a gun and shoot him.
Yeah, I mean, it was really kind of, it was unsettling to me. Listen, by the way, Robbie, my wife is from your old neck of the woods. And Bob, my field was your old field. So I have, you know, my background, and I've listened to Bob for a few years. And, Bob, I gave you the best compliment at the golf course today. The fellas were saying, what's wrong with things? Why is this happening? And I said, look up this guy, Bob Chapman, and the international forecaster. That'll answer lots of your questions.
Well, and you can tell him, Ed, to tune into this program. And evidently, people are doing it. Gentlemen, we have broken all records as far as listenership goes. People are coming around to that message. And guys, you thought that I made that prediction that we'll be four times bigger by this time next year. It's not my crystal ball that's telling me that. I'm looking at the upward trend in listenership.
Yep. Well, that's good for you, John. I'm really happy to hear that. And if maybe Robbie and Bob might have seen Bush and Bob's take on that, because he's pretty clever on, you know, this type of observation. And I'll hang up and listen, fellas, to your answers. Thanks again.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate your
Thank
call.
You. I think he's just totally washed out, drawn out. He's totally defeated. And that hangdog look is going to continue. And, of course, he has a serious chemical problem, alcoholism. And I'm sure that's weighing on his physical and mental being as well. And if you've murdered as many people as he did, I think it might, if he does have a conscience, bother him.
I don't know. Conscionable, that, I don't see, Bob, I don't, this guy's got to be a programmable robot. For somebody to do some of the most unforgivable things that this guy has done. I mean, Ron Paul was on C-SPAN. And I ran the clip yesterday. It was about, you can go to YouTube and watch the, it was on October 12th, it was on C-SPAN. And I only played one of those parts, but in that he said, and he stated that George Bush and this regime has been responsible for more than 1 million Iraqi deaths. I mean, he's coming out and he's telling people the truth. And he cannot be ignored. He is going to, once these people find out about George Bush and they understand what this guy has been up to and they understand and they listen to Ron Paul and the truth that he's bringing forth, folks, in my book, it's a slam dunk. But we're talking about the most corrupt regime that this country has ever been witness to. And we've had a lot of bad ones, but this is one of the worst ones. Gentlemen, let me remind you folks out there to call Robbie to take care of business here and get those fifth ounce, good price on it, 800-691-7898. You get 20 of those coins, folks, you get a year's subscription to the International Forecaster, and you are going to need this, ladies and gentlemen, to stay on top of things. Gentlemen, I thank you for your time. Robbie Noel is up next hour on this network with The Flip Side. And, Mr. Chapman, we will see you, sir, again next Tuesday.
Surely will. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks much. Robbie?
See you guys.
Stay put. You're up next. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.